Hello and welcome to another bonus episode of the Beachy Talk podcast. I'm releasing a few of these unedited bonus episodes in the meantime to share a little bit of things that are on my mind as well as some practical tips. One of the topics that I wanted to talk about in these bonus episodes is the role of university presses in the Global South in the open access movement. So originally, I had set out to sort of celebrate the role of small university presses in the Global South in the open access movement. And then we got three power cuts today, and I didn't feel like celebrating the Global South that much anymore. But setting aside my personal grumblings with regard to the difficulties at time of working in the Global South, when it comes to power cuts. And today at some point we even didn't have cell phone signal. So I thought we were pretty much left defenseless and without any modern technology, without electricity, without internet, and without even cell phone service. But that seems to be restored. So let me get to the topic that I wanted to address today. I've been seeing a few posts on Twitter and LinkedIn recently on open access and what are some good lists of open access journals. And what I notice is that not all times the open access lists from the Global South, and especially America and Redalic, are included. America and Redalic, especially even in the abbreviation, is related to Latin America and the Caribbean region. And these really are aggregators of open access journals. Now, what is perhaps typical of the small university presses in the Global South is that they publish open access journals that do not impose an article processing charge. And from that perspective, they are the closest that we have to the ideal of the open access movement. I think it's fair to say that a number of people from the open science movement, myself included, are, I would say, disillusioned in open access publishing because it's just a replication of the for-profit machinery of traditional publishing. I do think that the purest form of open access is in these small university journals that are fully open access, that do not charge an article processing charge, and that fully rely on the work of volunteers and then a little bit of funding from university. But really, this is not much because essentially what you need is an online platform, and there's OGS, Open Journal System, which is open source software. So all you need is a local server, a little bit of space, some IT support if necessary, and perhaps some support for copy editing and layout. And all the rest can be done by professors of the university. And that's exactly how the journal of which I'm editor in chief works, ASI Avances en Ciencias e Ingenierías. And at the same time, I understand that these journals are also not attractive for most researchers to publish in because these are journals that struggle to meet deadlines. They're understaffed, they lean on the work of volunteers. And especially in the Global South, we see this push for example, publishing in the big journals, for getting Q1, Q2 articles, for publishing only in Scopus. Index journals, Latin Index, even though Latin Index comes from the Global South, from Latin America, is not considered good enough anymore. And the effort that it takes to get a small independent university journal into one of these large indexing systems, it's just so much work, and I'm speaking from experience here, and it takes so much time and so much administrative effort that typically as scientists we are not able to put that time and the time in there, and we may not have all the tools to achieve that. So what I wanted to mention today is that I do think the small journals from the Global South, from the universities, have an important role. I think especially as more and more people feel disillusioned about the open access journals that are more and more just behaving as copies of their closed access counterparts, and especially as well with all the problems that have arisen with some of the publishers such as MDPI and Frontiers. I think it's, and I don't want to single out any journal here, because I think that there's issues with virtually all with all major publishing houses in terms of being so much profit driven. But I wanted to invite you to read, to browse the list of journals in America, in Redalic, even if you are in the global north and you don't, you're in the privileged position where you don't need to think about what goes on in the global south. I do invite you to see the small university journals, to give them a little bit of love, and perhaps see if that more distributed way of publishing could be the way forward for the open access movement. And on that thought, I would like to round up for today. I just wanted to share this little consideration, little topic of discussion. And I look forward to any thoughts or comments that you may have. And I'll try to see if next week I have sufficient power connection and internet and all of that to see if I can record another quick bonus episode in the meantime. So be well, and thank you for listening.